Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 11, especially these words. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. But what kind of king will he be? Find that here in our readings today. What sort of king will Jesus be? How will he use his authority here on earth? We just have had for the last 3 weeks in Matthew 10, Jesus sending out his disciples, sending them out as sheep amid wolves, to carry nothing with them and to be rejected. What kind of Christ does that? We have had Jesus right before this in Matthew chapter 11, having John's disciples come to him. John sent them with that question, "Are you the Christ, or shall we seek another?" Jesus told them all that he had been doing. John's disciples walked away. After that, in Matthew 11, Jesus gave those woes to those cities. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works that had been done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago." Jesus was rejected there, Bethsaida and Chorazin. Rejected by John's disciples, rejected in these cities, and his disciples being rejected, what kind of king ought Jesus be? How ought he to use his authority? It seems appropriate that Jesus should punish all of those sinners who were rejecting him. All of those who claimed to be good and faithful disciples and yet walked away. It seems like Jesus should use his authority to crush them underfoot. Isn't that what a king would do? If a city or a town isn't paying taxes to him, what should the king do? Bring his army and crush them, humble them. If a province is rebelling, what should the king do? Bring the army and subdue them. Isn't that how it goes throughout all of world history? And here we would expect Jesus to do the same, to bring his authority to bear and crush all of those who are rejecting him and prove who he is exactly, that he indeed is God's Son. Come. And as he comes, we should rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. But it seems like Jesus never does the expected, does he? Even in that Zechariah reading that we associate so closely with Palm Sunday, and rightly so, the pilgrim throngs expected Jesus to take the throne in Jerusalem and drive out the Roman occupiers. Jesus didn't do that. And here, again, Jesus as king does not crush all of those who walk away or reject him or his disciples. Instead, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What kind of Jesus, what kind of king will Jesus be? How will he use his divine authority? Well, this is how. Not to crush sinners who walk away or reject, but to bring sinners closer to him, to offer them rest. You can feel for St. Paul, can't you? He knows the law of God. He knows it well. And he wants to do his very best. And yet he keeps finding himself failing. Day after day, Paul remembers the law and he tries to curb his actions. But day after day, he finds this law at work, that when he wants to do good, he keeps on sinning. He knows that Jesus died for him. He's covered in the baptismal grace that Jesus provided. He's washed clean through Jesus' blood, and yet he cannot stop sinning. What should Jesus do to him? Oh, wretched man that I am, Paul says. How should Jesus use his authority for Paul? To crush him amid his sins? After all, he cannot do right. Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ, Paul realizes exactly where he needs to go and what kind of Christ he has. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the kind of Jesus Paul has, amid the sins and the terrors of this life, amid the sure punishment that Paul earned from his sins and sinning. Paul flees to Jesus and is forgiven. It's backward, isn't it? He should be punished. He's a sinner. And yet Jesus forgives. Was like that in the Gospel of Matthew, wasn't it? As all of those sinners are clamoring to Jesus, Matthew included, and Jesus forgives them. His table fellowship with them. Amid their sins, Jesus uses his authority to seek and save. Even while people are rejecting Jesus, even while they're rejecting his disciples, even while they despise Jesus and hate him and even crucify him, still, Jesus reaches out in forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is that you? The devil desires to bring you into all manner of false belief, despair, shame, and vice, that you would give up on Jesus and reject him and walk away as John's disciples had done, that you would not look at his mighty works as those at Chorazin and Bethsaida. They would not see Jesus, and they would not receive the forgiveness of their sins. Jesus offers to you, who are sinful, forgiveness. To you who, like St. Paul, know your sins so well, as you try and try to do right and good by God and those around you, and yet you find this law at work, that you keep on sinning. Come to me, all you who are heavily burdened. Burdened by the sins of this world, burdened by the terrors of this world, burdened by the evil one and his taunts and gestures. Yes, you who despair, come to Jesus and receive exactly what Jesus promises. The blood of his covenant with you would set you free from the waterless pit of hell. That you would return to your stronghold right here, O prisoner of hope, for you have been restored double. Far more than you or I deserve, Jesus gives and gives and gives. He uses his authority not to crush us underfoot, but to seek and save us who sin against him day after day. Rejoice greatly, O sinner. Shout aloud, you Christian, for Jesus comes to you to ease your burdens, to encourage you that your sins are forgiven, to remind you that the battle has been won. No matter how bad things get for you, or in this world or life, still he loves you. And still, he will bring you to himself in glory. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the name of Jesus, amen.